Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So let's have some remembrances, positive remembrances of good music. The number one to the number five tune during this week in 1984. And so it seems to me that we at that time, and maybe even to this day, when you compare Rockwell to Michael Jackson, some people think that Rockwell and Michael Jackson are the same person. Jennifer, what do you remember about Rockwell? You were about 3 years old, I think, when this song was
on
that
not
chart.
Much, actually. I couldn't give you one thing I remember about Rockwell.
I remember
actually.
Talking about this. Listen, let's crank up the music and see how many of you remember it, first of all. A song called Somebody's Watching Me.
I remember the song.
Yeah. So, interesting in and of itself that the number five song done by this Michael Jackson sound-alike Rockwell was positioned up against the number four song this week, which was actually Michael Jackson himself. You want me to wake you up, Richie, after the nap? Or what would you like
no,
to do?
I'm just trying to... Michael Jackson sings backup on this song.
On Rockwell?
Right. Yeah, that's why it sounds like Michael Jackson.
Ah, well, it is Michael Jackson then. Okay.
Right, but it's the main singing part is Rockwell, and then it goes...
But can you distinguish, when you listen to him, distinguish?
Yeah. Rockwell is this guy.
The unsophisticated ear, when listening, you do hear Michael Jackson, though, as a background singer. So I didn't know that. That's good information.
Right, and Jermaine Jackson. So this part here...
That's it. And that's the song. The story is the lyric
right.
line, somebody's
so
watching.
The kind of guy talking is Rockwell. This is Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this. Number four.
That's number four. This week in 1984. From Thriller, this song was on its way to number one. I think the next week, as a matter of fact, it became number one after this. But it didn't take long for it to move right up the charts. This is from that album, the title tune, right? From the Thriller album.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Michael Jackson is the number five song.
Yeah.
Is the number four song. And then the number one song has a group member that is featured on another one of Michael Jackson's songs off of this album.
Right. All right. Let's do number three and number two first before we get to number one, Richie.
99 red balloons.
Lady named Nina. Remember this song?
Yep.
I do. I certainly do.
Big time.
Yeah, big pop song. I think this lady is a German, if I'm not mistaken.
Didn't I think you're right.
Yeah. Thank you, Rich. Rich McFadden, write this down. Wait a minute.
I agree.
Rich McFadden just said I was right.
Should I notarize this?
My God. Yeah, write that down in blood somewhere, will you, Jennifer? Not mine or yours, but his.
Yeah.
But of course, I'm still going to go check it out. You know that.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Number two, Cyndi Lauper. God, what a wonderful, just true blue American pop singer. The girls loved Cyndi Lauper. I can't tell you how many times I would hear this all morning, all night. My daughter playing all the Cyndi Lauper stuff. Love, love, loved her.
I was her for Halloween, not once, but twice.
Yeah, of course you were.
Loved her.
All right. All right, now Richie's made a point about the number one tune from this week in 1984. It's a Van Halen tune.
Might as well jump.
Another well-remembered tune. Played a lot on the 80s stations even today.
And Eddie played guitar on Beat It.
Yep. All right, so there's six degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon, who, by the way, is in a new movie that's another horror flick. There's a trailer out for a movie that he's in. My God, he must love that stuff. It's going to be out, I think, in late March, early April or something.
You know what he really loves?
What?
Checks.
Yeah. Right now I'm sitting here in my head trying to connect Kevin Bacon and Michael Jackson through 6 degrees of separation.
All right, you work on that, Richie.
See if I can get there.
How it comes out. Coming up to 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star scored more than 20,000 points in 16 NBA seasons and was the 1986 All-Star Game MVP. His powerhouse dunk over Mark Jackson has gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube.
4-on-1. KJ to Chambers. Jam! Oh, boy.
So, where is Tom Chambers now? Tom has gone from hoops to horses. He bought a horse with his very first NBA paycheck. Today, Tom owns the Shooting Star Ranch in Utah, where he raises horses. Tom also works in community relations with the Phoenix Suns, and he starred in a tongue-in-cheek video in 2008 about making a comeback at age 49.
Remember that, Mark Jackson?
The big guy can still dunk, but can he do it on a horse? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
John Bramlett is an unusually gifted painter. He's also an inspiration to countless people.
Just after he turned 30, the lights went out. John went blind, and the cause is still unknown.
At first, he was sad, frustrated, and angry. He turned to painting, something he had always wanted to do.
That's when he made an amazing discovery. He says he sees better now than he did before.
He learned to distinguish colors by their feel. He developed his memory so he could picture the painting in his mind as he touches it with his hands.
You have gifts you may not even know about. You don't have to wait for a major life event to discover them.
But even adversity can lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.